855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
All right, so as usual, plenty of stuff to discuss with you, whatever it is you want to talk about. Last night, we teased a story, and as is so often the case on Free Talk Live, we ended up going off on tangents, taking phone calls about anything, as we tend to do here, and never got to it. And it's about a guy who's been sitting in prison for 37 years. And for how many of those years, Mark, has the jail supposed to have let him out? Like, they were supposed to let this guy out, apparently, and they just haven't gotten around to it. Or something. Tell me more.
I think that it was before his trial. This is from businessinsider.com. Barry Siegel's book, Manifest Injustice, chronicles the saga of a one Bill McCumber, who was falsely imprisoned for 37 years for the murder of two people in Scottsdale, Arizona. What's most galling about this tragedy is that it could have been avoided if not for a legal technicality. A man named Ernest Venezuela confessed to the crime to his attorney before later dying in a prison fight. The attorney's testimony could have vindicated McCumber. Instead, a judge protected the attorney-client privilege of a dead man and let the innocent man go to jail.
So let me see if I got this straight. There's an attorney was told by this guy in prison that he murdered somebody.
His client
multiple
confessed.
People? Was it more than one person?
It was, in this case, I believe it was the murder of two people.
Two people. He confesses to his attorney, is shanked in prison, and the attorney reveals this information, but this information was known by the judge, and the judge just decided to do nothing about it.
I believe it was known by the prosecution, too.
And let another guy rot in prison.
Yeah. Because we have to preserve the legal system and these important aspects, including the attorney-client privilege. And I don't think that this is necessarily a situation where we have to protect attorney-client privilege and, you know, like, it's not like one or the other. It's not like you had to put the attorney on the stand or anything like that. The state could have just abandoned the case.
Sure. And it could have let the guy out.
They could have just abandoned the case, and that would have been that. It's not like you had to bring somebody. It's not like somebody, just because he was accused, he actually had to go to trial. I mean, for God's sakes, fewer than 1% of cases of arrests end up at trial. So why in the world did it have to be at this circumstance that somebody had to go to trial?
So they knew before this other guy went to trial?
That's the way I understand it.
Can you tell me more?
Sure. The judge, Charles Hardy, wouldn't allow the confession to be heard. It's a quote here, "Let the record show the court has ruled that the proffered evidence isn't admissible," Hardy said in his ruling, according to the book, "first because the communications to Mr. O'Toole and Mr. Peticia," another of Venezuela's defense attorneys, "were privileged because of the attorney-client relationship. There's no waiver of privilege." After McCumber was sentenced to life behind bars, his defense team appealed the case to all the way to the Arizona Supreme Court. The state Supreme Court ultimately gave him a retrial because of issues with ballistics evidence. Mm-hmm. But in this ruling granting him a retrial, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled that the trial court could still assert the attorney-client privilege on behalf of the dead man and exclude the testimony if it wanted to. But yet again, the court ruled against McCumber, with Judge Robert Corcoran saying attorney-client privilege prevented the testimony. McCumber was convicted a second time.
Are these bench trials, do we know, for their jury?
Yeah. Would you go, I mean, this is a murder trial. Yeah. Where in America do you get convicted of, for murder without a jury?
Hmm.
And would you take a plea the second time on your retrial if you knew you were innocent, the ballistics evidence was inconclusive, and there's somebody who, actually confessed to doing it? I wouldn't.
But you can't tell the jury that. Because the judge won't allow that last bit of information
in the trial,
right?
The prosecution, what I find so despicable in this is that the prosecution continues to prosecute.
Yeah, well, that's their job, apparently. Not to do justice, not to find the right person, but to put a warm body in a cold cell.
And that's what I want people to see here. Now, I mean, I'm not going to say that every time every prosecutor feels this way, but clearly, in this case, the prosecution was willing to put an innocent man in jail twice for, you know, where they knew that the guy was innocent, that a confession had been made, at the very least, that a confession had been made, and they're willing to put a guy in jail twice for it.
And there's not really any downside for the prosecution to let this guy out. What is their paychecks aren't going to get docked. They've got plenty of people that they've convicted on a variety of different charges. I mean, every prosecution unit out there, every DA's office has just an unending docket of cases that they're going to get mostly convictions and plea deals on. I mean, what? How is this going to harm them to let this guy go?
I don't know. I find it baffling. It's
37 years.
But, yeah, but what do they care?
And he's still there, and there's no chance he's going to get out?
McCumber was released from prison November 2012 after the Arizona Justice Project got involved and filed motions that successfully questioned the judge's decision to not allow Venezuela's testimony, the Republic reported at the time.
Wow.
So he's been released.
So a team of lawyers got on
four months.
Case.
3 months.
A team of lawyers got on the case, and they managed to find some judge who had a shred of humanity.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, they questioned this other judge's motions. I mean, I'm stunned. I'm stunned that this judge would allow this to continue. I'm stunned that they wouldn't find some way to throw the case out. I'm stunned that the prosecution, these are two sets of judges, two prosecutions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
two juries.
You know, and all the people that are involved in this peripherally, and we're to assume that these people generally do the right thing. And I don't know if I can come to that conclusion if I see this. I don't know that I can believe that the people calling themselves the prosecution and even the people that are sort of working for the courts are that we can conclude that they generally do the right thing if we can look at this particular case where a man was sentenced knowingly, an innocent man was sentenced knowingly to prison for 37 years, retried, resentenced, and sent back. With everybody having this information, I mean, at the very least, we know the defense, the prosecution, and the judge had this information.
I don't know what I'm talking about, but I assume that a failure to win a conviction by a prosecutor is a failure of the prosecutor, and they, just like anybody else, doesn't like to fail at the things that they do.
But that's a failure. A prosecution doesn't have to stop. I mean, like, you know, when prosecution all the time will drop a case, they'll just drop it. You know, charges
sure.
dropped. And in this case,
true.
It wouldn't be very difficult to leak to the newspapers. Oh, well, you know, it looks like this attorney. I'm sure clearly this story, you know, I mean, these are court records.
Right.
Is all you have to do is drop it and tell the newspapers, oh, it looks like the guy was innocent, and, you know, even though we could have prosecuted him and sent him to prison, we didn't want to do that because we're the good guys.
Anybody that is living under that delusion, that particular delusion, that, oh, it's the best system in the world, and they're good guys, and they're doing the best they can.
It may be the best system in the world, I don't know.
Well, the rest of it, they're good guys, they're doing the best they can, they're doing justice, and, you know, living under this delusion that these people are doing the right thing most of the time. I'm sorry, anyone that's ever spent time in a courthouse knows that's not the case.
Yeah.
Anyone who's ever paid attention to an arraignment or a set of trials over a period of time knows that's not the case. If these people were doing the right thing, because that's a moral judgment, right? Whether they're doing the right thing or not.
Sure. Doing obeying the law or the judicial rules or whatever, not necessarily the right thing.
Correct. And that's why they're not doing the right thing. Day in and day out, these people in the so-called justice system are hurting peaceful people. This is just an extreme case. He was in prison for 37 years.
It shows how these people can do this and then go home, kiss their kids, hug their wife, and sleep just fine.
And two generations passed.
It shows a depth and breadth of sociopathy that people are just unwilling to admit.
No doubt.
And for our current system to work, not only do these people need to be up to par with humanity, but they are required to be like angels.
Nowhere even close. 855 450 free. You can share your experiences in the justice system. Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day. Using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 855-450-FREE. You can, of course, join us over at freetalklive.com. Now, all the features on the site are free, and that includes our news updates. Should you like, you can follow us via email, also Twitter and Facebook. In fact, Mark, I believe you are hooting out to Twitter and Facebook. The link to the news story we were just talking about, the man who has been imprisoned for 37 years for a crime he did not commit, that a judge and prosecutor were aware that he did not commit, and they kept him there anyway. You can get the details on that story through our Twitter and Facebook pages. And you can sign up or follow or like those things if you go to news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. And I forgot to mention late last night that it is Twitter Tuesday. So if you are a Twitterer, you may tweet at Free Talk Live and tweet whatever you want at Free Talk Live. It can be, you know, something simple like, hey, I'm listening to at Free Talk Live. That way your friends who see your Twitter feed will know what you're listening to and be able to click on us, and maybe they'll listen too. But that's the idea, is if you tweet something at Free Talk Live, it shows up on our radar. We will then click your name and follow you back in return. So you tweet something at Free Talk Live, we follow you back. So once again, news.freetalklive.com, 855-453. Further thoughts on the issue at hand here, gentlemen, with regards to the so-called justice system, this idea that these people are somehow doing God's work, that they are, you know, helping people out, that this is the best system in the world, and that we should really appreciate all the good work that they're doing there. I can tell you that I was in the court today in Concord, New Hampshire, and it's just a ridiculous occasion every single time, packed full of peaceful people who've never harmed anyone else.
Yes, it's an assembly line. The point that I was making at the end of the last segment was that in order for our system to work, the government officials have to be better than the rest of us, because badges grant extra rights.
It certainly seems like it.
We're surrendering. They have special powers, and in order for them to use them right, they have to be better than us. And in fact, I find that those special powers attract people who want to have special powers over their neighbors.
Mm-hmm. In some cases. In other cases, those special powers cause a lack of accountability and responsibility. And I think that everybody knows in their own life that when they don't have accountability, when other people don't have accountability to them, that people tend to get a little slipshod and with the way they do business.
Sure.
You know, I mean, if you've got a job where you don't have to work very hard, it's interesting how little work you'll do. if you're in a relationship where you don't have to, try very hard to take care of the other person, then pretty soon you're treating them like crap, and they're sick of it, and then you have to go back and clean that up.
Oh, brother, well, that hits close to home.
Right, sorry, man, it's the truth. And this is just what happened. But when it comes to the government, they have qualified immunity, sovereign immunity, all kinds of different immunity for the things that they do,
which they granted themselves.
This man spent 37 years in prison. Two prosecutors and two judges ruled that, and two prosecutors were willing to continue to take a case forward when they had a confession from another individual. None of those four people will spend any time in prison, will pay a single penny in fines for what they did. And that kind of lack of accountability only is going to breed sloth, laziness, the kind of work that you don't want to have from your employees.
And apparently it breeds locking innocent men up and women in jail for years on end. I'd like to know, is there anyone out there who actually supports this unaccountability,
who supports
immunity?
Nobody supports it.
Somebody does. They
but
ask
at
for
one
it.
Point, at one point, I would have said this isn't true. There's something about this story that just isn't true. I would have taken a shot at the press agency, the businessinsider.com. They're not the highest form of press out there. I would have said, well, I don't know about this case in particular, but I'm sure that there's something else in this case. I would have made excuses because my mind simply wouldn't have accepted it. And one of the problems with doing a show like Free Talk Live for 10 years is that after you've seen enough shoddy bullcrap and evil stuff coming out of the government, laziness, all this, you name the seven deadly sins, and we've seen it come out of the government. You get a little gullible on the other side. You're a little more likely to believe, whatever the story is. So I don't know what happened with this individual, but I can tell you that at this point, I tend to believe this story. I wouldn't doubt for a second that some judge will say, well, we have to protect the attorney-client privilege. And I can almost give the judges a pass I can almost give the judges a pass in this case because they're attempting to protect this aspect of the judicial system that's been so important for, I don't know, hundreds of years.
It only really matters if the guy's alive, though. Like, the idea of having a privilege is that no one should know what you're talking about because they could use that against you and hurt you because you're alive.
Well, they could be. They could feel it was an undermining of that particular privilege. I see where you're coming from, and I agree with you completely, Ian. I think the judges should have done something about it.
You really think
it's
no one agrees
prosecutors
with immunity?
That baffle me.
What? You really think no one agrees with immunity? You mean no one outside of the government agrees with immunity? You said no one agrees with that.
What I'm saying is that nobody agrees with this story. Nobody wants to see an innocent person go to prison for 37 years for something they didn't do. But they're willing to brush it aside because likely they'll just say I don't believe it, or
you got to break a few eggs.
You got to break a few eggs. Right.
Nothing in this world is perfect.
Right. And we've got the best system, so therefore we don't have to lift another stinking finger for our entire lives. We don't have to call out an injustice when we see it. I don't have to do anything. We've got the best system. You know why? Because I put my hand over my heart from kindergarten through 12th grade and I said the Pledge of Allegiance. I don't know F all about any other country's system of judicials, but I can say that the United States system of judicial jurisprudence is the very best on the planet because I'm American, right? Like, there's no responsibility in this when you say it's the best system in the world. Unless you know. I'm sure that the United States system of the legal system is probably better than many. I've heard that over and over again in different places, and I tend to believe it. But that doesn't make injustice okay here at all, not once. And you have to stand up.
The justice system here is a Western justice system, and a lot of them are very similar. So, you're not saying it's the best in the world. You're just saying you've heard that it's the best. And I don't know how much different it is from the UK or Canada. I really don't.
Well, it's not that much different. I mean, it's all based on the English common law system.
Yeah, they're all very similar.
It doesn't change much over time. But I have heard that those are the best. One thing I thought was interesting when the Free Cities Project was on its way, they were going to use the Texas judicial system, which, immediately made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up when I was thinking about how many people are executed in Texas. But I think it was their civil kind of system for, resolution.
Yeah, they had their pick of the litter, and they chose for best practices, they chose the Texas laws.
And I can only assume that, Michael Strong and the people with Free Cities Project probably, have some level of research in that, and to be able to do that kind of thing. Therefore, I'm willing to say it's the best in the world, but that's like comparing cancers.
All right, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're somebody out there who thinks that bureaucrats should have immunity, and that this is a very important concept. I'd love to hear from you. 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep worrying about tests and schoolwork? Eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff, from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. That toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. Coming up in about a month from now, actually a little bit less than that, the Free State Project's Liberty Forum is lined up. The schedule has been announced, and it has been posted, I believe, over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. I saw it earlier today. Of course, Free Talk Live is on the schedule. We will be there broadcasting live every single night, starting Thursday night over at the Liberty Forum. Plus, some of the other great shows that you might be familiar with from LRN.FM will also be broadcasting there. There's going to be hundreds of people in attendance, as there always is, at the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. Hundreds of people who love the ideas of freedom, who share with us a lot of the same concepts. The frustration with the justice system, the sickness over the ever-intruding government, the ever more expensive and oppressive state. These are people who are willing to do something about it. They're willing to do more than just complain. And this is a great opportunity for you to meet some of these folks, because if you've heard of us talk about the Free State Project on Free Talk Live, you know how excited we are about it. Heck, we all picked up our lives and made the move, in all three of our cases, from the South to move up here to the brittle cold state of New Hampshire. Actually, it's warmed up a little bit. It's getting up toward 34.
Nobody cares about the weather, man.
So a lot of people care about the weather, actually, Mark. In fact, I think most everyone cares about the weather.
Only where they are.
Right. But a lot of people are concerned with moving to New Hampshire because they're worried about the weather. And, yeah, it does get cold here. But
this past week we've had a couple of nostril freezers.
Yeah, I think it's an advantage, frankly.
Why?
Well, if you think about it, we're from Florida, right?
You and I are. Johnny Ray's from North Carolina.
Right. I was looking at you when I said it.
People listening don't know
more
that.
Clear. Yeah. So we're from Florida, and how many people moved to Florida every year when we were living there?
I don't know. There are a lot of people moving to Florida.
Yeah, I can't remember what the number was either, but it was like hundreds of thousands of people, I think. Certainly tens of thousands of people were picking up United States citizens largely, because those would be the ones that would be counted, picking up and moving their lives to Florida.
A lot of people coming down Interstate 95, 75, and settling in from
New
York.
They were doing it for a variety of reasons. Yep. They were doing it for the...
it's warm.
Yeah, the weather, for
beaches.
You know, jobs or loved ones or golfing or
retirement.
whatever the reasons were. So people were picking up and moving to Florida for the reasons that it's Florida. It's also cheaper to air condition someplace than it is to heat it. So,
is that true?
You don't, yes, generally that's the case. And you don't have to shovel sunshine. So, you know, there's a lot of good reasons to move to Florida. But New Hampshire... you know, kind of the population was kind of staying steady, and, you know, generally northern states tend to lose people. I think that mostly they were retaining their population because of jobs, the good job market in New Hampshire.
Okay.
But, you know, there'll be an equally good job market likely in many other states, and, you know, if we don't need people, I don't want people moving to New Hampshire for the weather. If the weather keeps you out of New Hampshire, good is what I have to say.
Yeah.
Stay out. Whatever it was, you know, I mean, if you were going to move for the Free State Project, but it was the weather that kept you out, you probably weren't going to be any good anyway. So, you know, I guess I'm not going to shed any tears over that. And, you know, if you were going to move to New Hampshire for the weather and you weren't going to move for the Free State Project, you were probably a statist. So I don't want you to come. So that's how I feel about the weather. The weather's fine in New Hampshire. It keeps out the fair weather patriots.
Ian, am I allowed to talk about the Keenvention?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. In fact, it hasn't even been mentioned on these radio waves yet.
Oh, excellent.
You're breaking news here, Johnny Ray.
Ian, well, why don't you give the background?
No, what were you going to say about it?
Well, I was simply going to refer to the fact that yesterday you invited me to head the old school panel.
That's right.
At the Keenvention.
What does that mean?
The old school movers, people that have been here for a long time, like on the scale of things,
okay.
As far as movers for the Free State Project.
Hikers like James Cleveland or...
you know, I really do appreciate the new movers because they often bring vitality. They bring new ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they bring the same old crappy ideas and they need to be disabused of them. But, you know...
Stagnation is important, too.
Right? So I love... James Cleveland is a man of high moral character, and I'm very glad he's here.
He's a killer activist.
You can't get enough of that. But
he's taken the Robin Hood concept and really run with it here in Keene. For those that don't know what we're talking about, we'll get back to the Keene
sure.
in a moment. Since we got on the sidetrack of James Cleveland, he's a relatively new mover, hasn't quite been here a year yet. I think come in the springtime, he'll have been here a year. But he... really, sharp guy, has a lot of great ideas, bringing them to the table. But he took an old idea, an idea that had been around here for years in Keene, which is that Lauren Canario actually started, one of the earliest movers to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, the Robin Hood concept. And the idea is, and you can emulate this where you live, but beware, it may be illegal where you live as well. So keep that in mind. You might
probably not very illegal, though.
It's probably a town ordinance violation or a city ordinance violation. But what is done is... Robin Hood and the Merry Men will go into the streets. They will find the parking enforcer, or more than one of them in some cases, and get out in front of that person. Walk in front of the individual, checking meters before the parking enforcer can reach the meter to see it themselves. They will then deposit a coin into an expired meter. So if there's a car at an expired meter that would get a ticket, from that parking enforcer, the individual, the Robin Hooder in this case, will save that person from getting a ticket. They'll then leave some sort of a note, or in this case a card, on the car, alerting that person that, hey, we saved you from the King's Men. They were going to ticket your car, but we came to your rescue.
If you want to thank us, send somebody
here. There's an address on there, and there's a couple of websites, and it's a really, really good concept. It's to me, it's one of those win-win activisms. I mean, who could disagree with this besides the most ardent arch-statist? I mean, there have been some controversial forms of activism coming out of Keene, New Hampshire, but this one, I think, is probably the least controversial, because who likes the parking enforcer? Who enjoys the sight of coming out from whatever business you had been down at, you know, enjoying, or, you know, coming out of a movie theater or something like that?
And a bright orange envelope under your windshield wiper.
Who likes that feeling? Who is it?
I can't imagine. Even if it's just called, I don't know what else to call it, but this fine thing, it's just a little $5, parking thing. It offsets the cost of somebody going around.
Well, in some places, it's $30.
Right, but I'm saying here in Keene, it's not right. much at all. But it's just the term fine. It has that bad and wrong connotation to mm-hmm. it. You're a bad, bad person.
You wanted to go shopping.
What kind of bass-ackward, stupid organization gives people tickets for parking there and doing business with them? Hey, city governments, your downtown businesses need those customers so that they can pay the ridiculous property taxes you put upon them, the downtown businesses. So when you go and you hand out tickets, you're driving away their business. Now, in some cases, the city businesses are, in fact, so backwards themselves that they want this kind of enforcement so that it kind of keeps the churn going.
They just don't understand how parking could be done without the government, that each individual business could own parking spaces, and they could decide what to do with them. They could decide how to regulate them. There certainly are plenty of ways that the marketplace can handle this. But one of the things that James has done that has really taken Robinhooding to the next level, besides going out and doing it every single day, 6 days a week they're out there. Every day the parking enforcers are out there. Robin Hood and his men are out there as well. So besides really stepping up the level of activism on Robin Hooding, which has been going on off and on in Keene for years, he's also been running the numbers, because James is an accountant by trade.
Yeah, that's true.
So he knows how to handle numbers and look at numbers, and he loves that stuff. So he's pulled down the city statistics. They keep numbers about how many tickets are written, where people are parking, what's the fill rate of the parking lots, during what times are they busiest, and things like that. And he's found out a lot of really interesting information. 25,000 tickets per year are written in Keene. They're raking in cash, but they're not covering their costs.
No,
the operation runs in the red, and now they've got Robin Hoods out there on a daily basis interdicting and preventing these people from writing people tickets. They've got people coming up on the street giving them cash and hugs. 855 453. You can see some of the videos at freekeen.com. We're coming up. You take control.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here as well. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
All right, so join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on the site. If you like the show and you want to help what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, and that is talking about the ideas of freedom on a nightly basis, and I mean nightly, we're here 7 nights a week, on over 100 radio stations, on XM, online. If you want to help us get on to, let's say, 300, 400 radio stations, it's possible. Just have to have the money to market the show effectively to those stations, and you can help us with that by going to amp.freetalklive.com and becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You will get perks to sweeten the deal a little bit, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast, forum, and more. Go and get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and thank you if you do.
We were just talking about activists that moved to New Hampshire, and among them is Jason Osborne.
He's creator of SACL CAI.
Right. Through SACL CAI, he sponsors our phone lines and makes Free Talk Live possible. And so if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, I'd recommend SACL CAI. They'll treat your customers with respect and you also. So SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com. Stop on the right-hand side of the page.
We will come back to the Keynevention discussion. Johnny Ray, I know you wanted to talk about that here in a moment, but we're still on the Robin Hooding topic. And
right.
I think it's a really important concept, at least here in Keene. I don't know how successful you'll be with it where you live. Here, you know, they can only send out there's been a time recently when they actually sent out all three of their parking enforcers at once because they were trying to deal with the fact that these Robin Hooders are out there every single day.
Right.
And they're
You need to send out your parking enforcers with about 10 minutes lag between them, because what the Robin Hooders have been doing is dropping nickels in the in the meters, which give them 6 minutes, which kind of, you know, screws up the parking meter that the parking maid.
It's enough to stop one meter maid, but
right,
not another one if they're around the corner.
Actually, there's a
there's a guy too, so I don't want to call him.
Right.
He's a meter butler. And, you know, it, but so when they send them out sort of in a row, then it makes it difficult for the Robin Hooders.
But that can be solved with numbers. And we've seen as many as half a dozen people out doing Robin Hooding here in Keene. So with a half a dozen activists coordinating via two-way radio,
yep.
We've got them licked.
And the one thing I like about it, I haven't been able to find, this is saying something, I haven't been able to find anything wrong with this activism. There's been a
You're normally the first person to critique activism.
Absolutely. Because I think
quarterback armchair.
I think that it can be done poorly. Look, I do plenty of activism on my own. Most of it's done in the political arena, but I've certainly taken things to trial.
I've seen you at the State House recently.
I don't think it's been this year. I don't think I've gone this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel I do enough activism that I can go ahead and critique other people's activism. Because
don't worry. If you don't do any activism, you can critique people's activism.
Don't worry.
That's what I do.
People do that.
Plenty of people. You went to jail for a parking ticket. I'd call that some level of activism.
And I'm gonna ride that forever.
He also also had a beer outside as well in the park.
I'm not sure I'm gonna call that activism.
It absolutely is. I mean, that's a civil disobedience, violation of the open container ordinance.
And that's where we need to be free.
Refusing to
wandering around with a can of beer in your hand.
You should absolutely be able to enjoy a beverage while walking down the street. So
you should be able to do it without pants. Too, I suppose, but it's not where I want to concentrate my activism. The point that I'm trying to make here, Mr. We should all be free to do whatever the heck we want, is that some types of activism are more effective than other types. And I think that the Robin Hooding, from what I can tell, is really effective because it meets all the criteria. Instead of alienating the townsfolk, as has been done so many times by so much of this activism, in the name of attracting more activists here, this will, you know, attract activists. It has all kinds of, you know, it has all the flavor of being able to, you know, do some video. And there's a really great video with Chris Cantwell following around the meter maid. It's amusing, as long as you can handle some dirty language. Mm-hmm. And I was highly amused. And, you know, I suspect most people would be.
Yeah, I did not like that. And furthermore, I didn't even like James is going to the driver's windows of the people that he had saved and saying, "Hey, how you doing? You just got saved, et cetera, et cetera." I'm going Robin Hooding with James tomorrow, and I asked him, are you bringing your camera along? And he said, "No, we're just going out and we're doing the deed, and we're not, and there's going to be no cameras." So I'm totally on board for that. I'm going to be with him tomorrow.
So you felt like the camera was intrusive?
It put me off. It put me off because...
You feel as though the people in the vehicles might be put off as well?
Yeah. They're not signing release forms. They're having their image put up on YouTube.
I tend to agree with you, Johnny Ray. That made me a little uncomfortable when I saw that as well. But most of the people he was showing seemed to be elated that he had saved them from a parking ticket. So they didn't notice the camera or didn't care or didn't act like they cared about it. Or he cut out the people that did care about it. But I tend to agree. I do tend to like to ask people in the public if they would like to be recorded before I...
Hey, mind if I do a quick interview with you about what do you think about Robin Hooding?
Right. So there you go, Mark. There's a nitpick for you. But yes, otherwise, I think it's pretty unassailable activism. It's
right.
Really good.
Look, I like to think I can tell the difference between a nitpick and a real a real point on activism.
Let's go to the phones. Ron's on the line, listening in Virginia to LRN.FM. Hey, Ron.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to have a quick story or commentary about this type of activism.
Yes, sir.
They just stopped there. Like in Richmond, Virginia, around the late 80s, you had two parts of town. You had this, the inner downtown. You had this little township, the outer old suburb of the city, that was actually still the city. And that was called Carytown. And what the city government did was that they put in, spent millions of dollars to put this mall, shopping mall, to compete with all the shopping malls out in suburbia. And, after spending millions of dollars, they said, well, we're not going to pay for this by raising our parking meters all over the city. Well, this little area called Carytown, which had more of a kind of college town kind of feel to it, they weren't too keen on that. So all the businesses, they basically paid off the city, and they had to pay them off all the time to have the parking meters removed. Then they purchased some lots in the adjacent back alley, and they bulldozed them, and they built three parking decks that all the people in this area, Carytown, physicists pay for every month, right? And the area was dilapidated and kind of falling into disrepair and ruin. Like, starting to go down when this all started happening. That place is booming now. It's like all the buildings have been renovated. It's a historic district. It's beautiful. It's like constantly busy. It's one of the most productive areas of the town. There's not one parking meter anywhere. That mall they spent millions of dollars on, it was a massive failure. They had to shut it down, and now it's just an empty space.
So what do you think we can draw from this? Because, the taxpayers had to build these parking spaces too, right, and these parking garages.
Well, no, the parking garages were built by the businesses. And they paid
okay.
for it. The parking meters around the mall is what caused the mall to fail.
Okay.
And all the businesses...
They had parking meters around a mall?
Yes, and all the businesses that were paid parking, like parking decks, they actually jacked their rates up to match the increase of the parking meters.
It's a great story, and really, I mean, if we can put parking in the hands of the marketplace, the problem's going to get solved because business owners have the incentive to make sure they do it right, so their businesses have clients. Thank you for the story tonight, Ron. I really appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. It reminds me of some of the other numbers newer mover James Cleveland has run. By the way, James is our newest blogger over at freekeen.com. He just got added to the site today. But one of the other numbers he dug out after processing through the city's budget and looking at things, turns out there's a special tax, according to him, that, so we're all used to the ridiculous tax rates here in New Hampshire and specifically in Keene, the property tax rates. Well, there's a special property tax for the downtown businesses, and this special property tax goes to fund the parking department. This special property, so you've got money coming from the general fund, so from everyone's property taxes. You've got money coming in from the meters as well and the tickets. And then there's this special, well, I don't know what it's called exactly, but some kind of special tax.
It had some kind of name to it, like they love their little acronyms. It's the
you've heard of this?
Or something like that.
You've heard of this?
Yes.
So he told me it was over $900,000 a year collected from these businesses in downtown Keene to fund the parking enforcement department. And the way he really put this, I thought was brilliant. What could businesses do with $1 million a year to throw at parking? Do you think the businesses would be able to solve the parking problem in little downtown Keene, a town of 25,000 people, if they had $1 million a year to throw at it?
Imagine the innovation that would exist around that, too. I mean, different people being able to try different things.
Instead, they're just feeding a bunch of bureaucrats with that money. 855-450-FREE. No problems are being solved. It's just the bureaucracy just rolls on and continues ticketing people, and nothing gets any better. In fact, they just built some new buildings in the place of some lots downtown, so there's fewer parking spaces now. Hour 2's next.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Quantum Light. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoodsDirect.